Okay, very good morning to you. My name is Nick Moosebatson, Commander-in-Chief, tiptv.co.uk. The date, Thursday, October the 16th. We're here 10 a.m. every day covering markets and sport live from the heart of London, St. Paul's. Purpose, make you money through thought-provoking ideas. Strong conviction tips for short-term trading. As we always say, do not gamble with more than you can afford to lose. Okay, let's go through some stocks. Obviously, yesterday I was reading that the hedge funds are gearing themselves up for the worst year since 2011 because invariably they all bet that basically the interest rates are going up. That doesn't look as if that's going to happen now with all the data coming through.
Yeah, no, we've got. I think they mentioned Shire as the main sort of culprit in the recent past, in the sense that it's just sort of fallen out of with the AbbVie problems.
Yeah.
I think the U.S. authorities had a word in AbbVie's ear, and so they had second thoughts in terms of that. I mean, obviously, you know, you don't really want to have an argument with the Treasury over there, do you?
So these hedges have probably lost an absolute fortune.
So yeah, I mean, I think some people probably, I mean, going long here is one, you know, maybe an idea,
right,
after the fall. But obviously, you know, a lot of people will still be holding that stock from the high level.
Okay, let's go through a few stocks very quickly. Tesco's. I see Buffett's reduced his stake in that. Has that had any effect on your technicals?
Well, I mean, the thing is that, you know, we had that very very weak rally up to £1.90. This looks like it's, you know, it's actually failed at that form of.
I read or heard someone talking down to 90 pence now.
Well, I think 150, 160 would be the sort of the 3-year support there. So there's still, I mean, also in the current market conditions, you know, who's going to be sort of rushing in there?
Okay.